Planet 2.0 Radio with your co-host Zach on the air.
Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody? It's Zach Meyerson here, co-host of Planet 2.0 Radio, where you engage your mind and talk about anything going on in the world. So today I'm going to talk about recent Hollywood news as Ben Affleck, who's, you know, directed The Town and Argo, won Academy Award for Argo, has been casted as Batman. Now, before I get in what the big news about this is, the movie is set for July 17th, 2015, and it's called Batman vs. Superman, and people that were in Man of Steel are returning. Henry Cavill will return as Superman. Amy Adams will return as Lois Lane. Diane Lane will return as Clark Kent's mother. And Lawrence Fishburne will return. And Zack Snyder is directing it. And David S. Goyer is screenwriting. So now I got into what the movie's going to be about and when it's coming out. Let me tell you what the big debacle is. Everybody, the internet, people, fans are so ticked off about Ben Affleck being cast as Batman. Now, do I think this is a bad choice? If you go back to his early movie career where, you know, he was in the Kevin Smith movies, you know, Gigi, you know, where, you know, this guy's just doing comedies and you can't see him as an action star. I would agree with you because, you know, yeah, he looks like he's a jerk or, you know, Dazed and Confused. He just plays a bully. And it's kind of like, how can I see that guy playing a bully and paddling people or just cussing up a storm playing as Bruce Wayne? But Affleck's recent career has taken off a toll. I have not seen this movie, but Argo won Academy Award. And every person that asked about it said it was a masterpiece and very well done, and the acting was awesome. I mean, Affleck has taken on the directing toll, and I'll admit, it's helped his acting. I mean, he feels like his directing, you know, if you go to Forbes.com, it gives 6 reasons why Affleck is a good choice to play Batman. One is he's a big box office draw, according to The Town and Argo, and, and he did play a superhero in Daredevil. Now, if you're a superhero fan and a Marvel fan, you probably thought it was bloody awful. But me, as an action star, not reading the comic books and just liking some action sequences, I thought it was well done. I mean, yeah, I could see somebody else playing Daredevil, but, you know, he does have the strength, he does have the tenacity to pull off a superhero. But again, if you go to Forbes.com, just go on the internet, Ben Affleck is Batman. Forbes can give you 6 reasons why Affleck is a good choice, because again, being a big box office draw, and again, now that he's a director, how directing has helped him be a better actor, like in the films The Town Argo. I saw The Town, and I thought it was a masterpiece. I thought it was well done. I thought the acting was superb. I thought the action sequences and the blood and guts was all well done. So I'll admit, once Affleck has become a director, he's become a better actor. Now, before, I really think his earlier career was crap. You know, the Kevin Smith movies, you know, when you first watch them, you think they're pretty funny. But once you watch them over and over again, they're not that well done. Like, Jay and Silent Bob, I used to love, I thought it was pretty funny, I thought it was cool. But then you get older, it's like how you feel about Austin Powers. It's kind of like, how in God's name did I like this stuff? But, you know, the fans are very angry about Ben being casted as Batman. I mean, they put up a petition asking President Barack Obama to change Hollywood's mind about casting Ben Affleck as Batman. What do you think the president can do? I get it, he's the commander-in-chief, but yeah, he's going to go in and say, like, I don't think Ben's a good choice. You should change or I'm going to put you in prison. Okay, people need to realize Hollywood's not going to make perfect choices. Whoever's going to be casted as Batman, whoever's going to be casted as Superman, you know, not everyone's going to agree with it. I mean, Zack Snyder, the director of this movie, thinks that Ben is not a bad choice for this. He thinks he'll provide a counterbalance to Henry Cavill, who's going to play Superman, and he thinks he could portray an older and wiser guy compared to Cavill, because Affleck's a lot older than Cavill, and he thinks he can pull off the crime fighting as he did with Daredevil, and, you know, Affleck, you know, in that fight scene with Michael Clark Duncan as Kingpin, he's able to kick his butt pretty hard. Now, Affleck got hurt in the fight before, but he busted both knees, so it feels like Affleck could pull off the crime fighting, and this I can see Affleck pulling off a billionaire. As you know, Bruce Wayne is a billionaire ahead of Wayne Towers. So, you know, I could see Affleck fitting the part as the billionaire, but the Batman, I could see people's little worries here, just, you know, how he could pull off that deep voice, because Christian Bale pulled it off well. Christian Bale is able to pull off the billionaire well, and pull off the Batman and the deep voice, and able to change from Batman to Bruce Wayne. So I could see, you know, getting used to Christian Bale putting on the Cape Crusader the past three movies, and then you got Ben Affleck, who's really known as a comedic actor, but lately he's played more serious action roles in The Town in Argo. But when Warner Brothers announced Ben Affleck being playing as Superman, they did not expect the internet to go overboard. I mean, I don't know. I think they're going a little overboard. You know, wait to see the movie. Maybe it'll be good. Maybe it'll be awesome. Maybe it'll blow your minds. I think the duo of Henry Cavill, who's playing the Superman, and Ben Affleck playing as Batman, I think this will be a good 1-2 punch. I think Ben Affleck playing as the billionaire he'll be able to put off a comedic relief. I think he'll pull off a better billionaire than Christian Bale. I feel like Christian Bale was not that great of a Bruce Wayne. I feel like he was a better Batman. But the way Affleck's directing and acting has come, and the way he was in The Town, and I have not seen it, but the way Argo was, I think he could pull this off. You know, let's not forget, Ben Affleck, again, has played a superhero in Daredevil. He was able to pull off the action sequences. He has the tenacity to pull off the strength and weight conditioning and the workouts to pull off as a superhero. Now, internet feels like casting Affleck as Batman was the worst ever. Does that mean Tobey Maguire was an Academy Award actor as Spider-Man? Because I feel like Tobey Maguire was a horrible Spider-Man. I mean, I feel like he was awful as Peter Parker. I feel like I couldn't connect to the guy. I mean, and again, you know, you could talk to people that were ahead of Marvel and fans of Marvel, and they could give you better insight about, oh yeah, Tobey Maguire, he was awful because of this. Because I didn't read the comic books, I just feel like Tobey Maguire was awful because his acting was awful. Tobey Maguire is not a great actor. So people say that Affleck was the worst choice, casting choice ever to be as Batman. Y'all make it sound like Tobey Maguire is a genius being played as Spider-Man when, you know, he was not that great either. But again, fans are angry about it. There's lots of criticism. But there's people that are backing Ben Affleck up as Batman. For instance, Josh Whedon, who, if you don't know, directed Avengers, Marvel's Agent Shield, coming on ABC next month, September 24th. And if you really don't know who he is, hello, he directed Firefly, the awesome TV show that only lasted one season. They made the movie Serenity, which ended this series. But Josh Whedon thinks Affleck will be a great Batman. Why? Because he thinks he has the chops to be a Batman and a Bruce Wayne and pull both off. And he just thinks him and Henry Cavill are going to be a great duo. So you know what, people? Just wait to see what happens. Wait till the movie comes out. You know, and that's another thing that makes me laugh. Y'all are making big criticism about, you know, Ben Affleck being casted as Batman. And, you know, it's going to be a horrible movie. I bet you 100% are going to pay money to see this movie. I like superhero movies, so I'm definitely going to go see it. But, you know, I bet you when that movie comes out, July 17, 2015, the first night it comes out, or midnight release, that whole theater is going to be packed. So why don't you shut your trap and get over it and realize Ben Affleck's casted as Batman, and I think seeing Ben Affleck duoed with Henry Cavill is not going to be bad. Now, again, if I saw Ben Affleck just continue making Kevin Smith movies and making comedy and romantic comedies and no action movies, I would agree with you that I'm a little iffy on this. But because he made Argo, The Town, and he did do Daredevil with some action sequences, hello, he made another action movie in Paycheck. Paycheck, I wouldn't say, was an Academy Award Robert De Niro action flick, but he pulled off some action stunts pretty good. So why don't you shut your trap, get over it, Ben Affleck is Batman, and really, put up a petition to ask Mr. President Barack Obama to see, like, yeah, why don't you not make Ben Affleck Batman is really going overboard. That's all I have for today on Planet 2.0 Radio. Stay tuned for my next podcast. Thank you very much, everybody, and enjoy your weekend.
Thanks for tuning in to Planet 2.0 Radio. See you next time.